Hello, everyone. Khalil Shikaki, director of the highly respected independent research organization, the Palestinian Center for Policy and Survey Research in Ramallah, has just reported the results of a poll of Palestinians. Shikaki's data collectors asked more than 800 people in the West Bank and 750 people in Gaza, all face-to-face, these questions. Do they support the Hamas attack on October 7? Who do they think will win the war? And what do they want to happen afterward? Here are some of the principal findings of the poll. First, almost 80% of Gazans report that at least one of their family members has been killed or injured. 3 months ago, only 64% reported the same. Almost two-thirds blame Israel for their suffering, and most of the others blame the U.S. In the Gaza Strip, only 9%, a 10-point drop from the previous poll, blame Hamas. Second, while support for Hamas's offensive on October 7 remains high, Palestinian support in the West Bank has in fact dropped by 11 points, while support in the Gaza Strip has increased by 14 points. The polling organization says, quote, "It is clear from the findings, however, that support for the offensive, that is the attack of October 7, does not mean support for Hamas. Instead, the findings show that three-quarters of the Palestinians believe that the offensive has put the Palestinian-Israeli issue at the center of attention after years of neglect at the regional and international levels." Unquote. Third, almost all Palestinians think Israel is committing war crimes, while almost all believe Hamas is not committing war crimes in the current war. Moreover, more than 90% believe that Hamas did not commit any atrocities against Israeli civilians during its October 7 attack. Only 1 in 5 Palestinians has seen videos showing atrocities committed by Hamas. The findings show that those who have seen the videos are almost 10 times more likely to think that Hamas men have committed atrocities on October 7. Fourth, regarding leadership of the Palestinians, Mahmoud Abbas, the longtime leader of the Palestine Liberation Organization, has very limited support. More than 60% of the public want a government that is neither under the control of a political party nor under the control of Abbas. Two-thirds continue to express the belief that the Palestine Authority is now a burden on the Palestinian people, and the majority favors its dissolution. And last, two findings that are especially noteworthy. Support for the two-state solution has increased significantly, and support for armed struggle has dropped significantly. However, the increased support for the two-state solution, while dramatic, came only from the Gaza Strip, a 27-point increase, while remaining stable in the West Bank. Given three choices for ending the Israeli occupation, the current findings indicate a 17-point decrease in support for armed struggle, a 5-point increase in support for negotiations, and a 5-point rise in support for nonviolence. What overall conclusions can we draw from this poll? First, it is clear that Palestinian opinion on virtually all questions is quite different in the West Bank and Gaza. That is especially so when it comes to support of Hamas, which, as we might expect, is far stronger in Gaza than in the West Bank. Second, it is striking how few Palestinians are aware of, much less condemn, the October 7 Hamas attack. Third, the poll confirms the extremely limited support for the Palestinian leadership in the West Bank. The PLO's unpopularity is one reason the U.S. plan for post-war Israel calls for removal of the Abbas administration. Fourth, and most encouraging, is the substantially increased support for the two-state solution. That finding suggests a key role for the U.S., the European Union, and others in identifying and backing Palestinian civil society groups that can provide new leadership in a future Palestinian state. I will have additional details on this poll in my Thursday Global Citizen International Digest broadcast. Thanks for listening. I'm Mel Gertov.